a bottle of warm water and they want to retain the water, and they put it, but the water is not always yateledes. So then Shabbos, they want to put it into the gdeira, let's say they want to pour it in into, let's say, the chon. So that is osa. The mechaba says this is osa. The reason is why the mechaba says that yesh limcha is because the mechaba paskins like Rabbi Yeruchem that by dovalach in liquid so yesh bishlach habishl. Now suppose he pours in, let's say, water that is lukewarm, but it's not yateledes, and then he pours it into the pot with the chont. So then it will become yateledes, even though the water from the bottle was already cooked, it already boiled Erev Shabbos, but it's only lukewarm, it's not yateledes. And the Mechaba Paskins like Rabbi Yeruchem and Rashi, that by a liquid, in a Dovalach, so Yesh Bishlach HaBishl, if it was Nistanen, even if it wasn't Nistanen Ligamre. So Mele, if he does it, he might be Eivir and Yisr of Bishl. That's why the Mechaba says, Yesh Limchiz V'Aneyagim V'Hatmin V'Yeyim Kumpul Shumayim Chami V'Neis Nesich HaDeiro V'Tab V'Shabos K'Shatab Shul Mitzlamim. And the Ramo says, why in common simen shin yutches? Because there the Ramo discusses the various shittes as to whether yesh bishlach habishl by dovalach or not. I mentioned it already 2 days ago in connection with the Aloha mentioned in Siv Gimel. Mutar lo seis al pi gderas chamim b'shabos tavshil shenizbasil me'arev Shabbos kol tzor ki in pandish v'chayetzbe v'chamimo v'fishin der abishol v'kach. So the Mechaba says that that one can put a pot with the tavshil that was already nizbasil kol tzor. So there is no shaila of the Nisa Bishl. But the only shaila is because of Chazor and Nisin Hadoshe, not Bishl Mamish. So he can put a pot with the tapshil that was fully cooked on top of another pot that has a tapshil in it, on Shabbos. And even though it is a Nisin Hadoshe, but Nisin, because the only reason is why Nisino Hadosho is also because it's Merzek and Mevashe. Masha'in came, if he puts it on top of another pot that has a top shield, so it's not the Bishol Bikach. So it's like warming up a pot with the top shield by putting it near the stove. So then it's Muter. Merzek and Mevashe is only Shayach if you put it on top of the stove. But on top of a pot that is on top of the stove, so that is like putting it near a meduro. So it is muter, as long as it is bashel kol tzor. Aval hatmin tachas abgodim hanisunim al gabi ameicha vada yoseh. So suppose you have a warm pot, and then on top of that pot you have many garments, legs. So to put a tapshil in order to be matmin it, so that is oseh. Why? Because you're not allowed on Shabbos to be matmin, even in something that just is mamid hevel, retains the heat. So it is osa. Now, it was mentioned several days ago. I mean, there seems to be a stire between the halacha mentioned in Sifei and the halacha mentioned in Siv Gimel. Because in Sifei he says that you are allowed to put a pot with the tapshil on top of another pot. And because it's not the Rabisho. So it doesn't involve any Yisya of Nisina Hadosho. Masha'in Kei, in Siv Gimel he says, Hamashkin Bebeikia Verosh, Yigdicho Tapshile, Viyoret, and Yagdiach, Yeseya, Yochel, Niach, Laniach, Gdeiro, Yishono, Rikonis, Alpiakiro, Yos, Yosim, Agdiro, Shetapshu, Besicho, Galagdiro, Rikonis, Viyzoya, Shel, Yosim, Dirosel, Gavikarke. So if you put one pot, and on top of that you put another pot that you just took off the stove, so you allow it to put the other pot on top of the one pot, if you didn't put it on Gabi Kalke, but if you put it on Gabi Kalke, then it's also, because it's in Sinah Hadosha, so it smells like a Mevashir. But here it says that it's in the Rabishlo Bikach, so even though it's in Sinah Hadosha, it's still Muter, but the answer is, as the Pramigodim says, over there in Siv Gimul, the Mechaber has reference to the case where the pot that stands on the stove, on the fire, is empty. If it's empty, so it has the same din as a blech. So it's only Gorov Vikotum. But Gorov Vikotum, so if in Yichal Gabi Kalke, you're not allowed to put the pot on the kiro that is Gorov Vikotum. Masheinke, here, the pot that is standing on the fire, on the stove, has itself a tafshil. So Mele, when you put another pot on top of that pot, so it's like putting a pot near the stove, not on top of the stove.
We left off at Sinah Reish Nun Gimel Sif Hei at the Avodas Chamor. So the Ramo says, V'ho adin she'osu la'amichet al gabei kiro afilu rufo uktumo. Delo yitiro elo chazor uchiderach shem izboi. In other words, that even if it's korov ikotum, so it's only mutea if it was on the stove, and then he puts it back. But in Sinah Hadosha, even if it's korov ikotum, so is osa, because it smells like kimbash. וחידרה שם יסבור ויש מתירים ליטן לשיחתנו שאופו בי מבידי מבידי מימין זם פריידי ומאחה שלו יתמינו בו רק אופו בו מבידי ומישה בי רכבו מיד ואין לוחש מביש. So in other words, if let's say in the tanner, so nothing was baked in the tanner on Shabbos, but it was only baked Erev Shabbos, so there is a minimum of heat. So even now, the halacha is that chazore is osa b'seichatanu, even if it's goru b'kotum, even if he didn't put the tafshil, the pot, al gabi karake, so then chazore is muter if there is a blech. So it's only on top of the stove of the kiro, but b'seichakiro, so it's osa even if there is a blech, because that's the halacha. B'sei chatanu, so chazore is osa, even if loy nosne al gabi akarke, and even though it's goro v'kotum, but some will say that's only b'sei chatanu when there is maximum heat. Mashein came from the tanu, nothing was kept being baked on Shabbos itself, and all the baking took place erev Shabbos. So even though there is a minimum of heat, and it's Yatzel Edes B'Sei Chatanu, but on account of the fact that there is only a minimum of heat, there isn't Chim Harbe, so Mimele he doesn't have the Chumre of B'Sei Chatanu to be marked that Chazore should be Oseh, even if it's Gor Bikot. V'yeish Matir Likno B'Sei Chatanu Sh'ofu Be'im Be'yei, Yimacha Sh'lo Yitminu Be'y, Rak Ofu Be'im Be'yei, L'nisha Be'y Rakev El Miyav, V'in Lochu Sh'li Bishon. So of course, and as far as Bishlo is concerned, there is no problem with Bishlo because it's Mizbashel Kol Tzorche. But in regard to the Iser of Chazore B'Sei Chatanu, so it's also usually, even if it's Gorov V'Kotum, but in this case, when all the Afiyah took place on Erev Shabbos, so there isn't Chim Harbei, Hevel Me'at, so Mimele Chazore is not Osa. Uvilvat Shaloi Mitztanein, because if the tafshir was mitzvah ligamre, so then there would be an iser of bishul, even according to the psak of the Ramo, that by dovalach, so if it's just nistani, not nistani ligamre, there is no iser of bishul achabishul. So, but if it's nistani ligamre, so then the Ramo paskens that by Dovah Lach there is an Iser of Bishol. So wherever there is a Shiloh of Bishol, it doesn't make any difference whether Chaim Harbei Ochemiat, and according to Morgan Avrom, so even by Dovah Gush, if it's Nisanu Ligamre to such an extent that people will not eat it, so then it's Osea to put it back. So that's why Ramo says, Uvachon Nisanu Ligamre, V'yeish Machmirin Vosei. But there are some who are Machmir, not to be Marzia. B'sei Chatanu, even if the Chayim is a Chayim Mu'et, because B'sei Chatanu, Chazori is Osea, even if lo yinichel gavikarke, and even if it's gold v'kotel. V'imachim kol kach, v'yish machmirim b'zeh, v'imachim kol kach v'tano, she'haya tzeledes be'i, is osa. But of course, if there is so little heat, v'yish machmirim b'zeh, that it's not in ya tzeledes, then no one is machmir, then it's certainly muta. V'ayin we come on simen shin yutches. In other words, in simen shin yutches, so the Ramo discusses the Indian of Dovalach, if it's so the Tzak of the Mechaber is that even if it's Nitzanin Ktzas, a soup, let's say, and it cooled off so that it's not Yatziledes, you're not allowed to warm it up. And according to the Tzak of the Mechaber, it involves an Isad Raisi, because according to the Rosh and Rabbi Yeruchem and Rashi, so by Dovalach in liquid, even if it's Nisbashel Igamre, but if it cooled off to the extent that it's not Yatziledes, so when you warm it up, it involves an Issa Meloch of Bishul Midraisim. And then the Arishenim who say that by Dovalach we also apply the Aloche of In Bishlach Abishol. And the Ramo makes it pshore there. And the Ramo, by Dovalach, if it's Nistan Ligamre, so then there is an Issa of Bishul. But if it's not Nistan Ligamre, in Stanin Tzas, even though it's not Yatziledes, so then there is no Issa Bishul. This is what Ramon means, Vainly Kamon Simish Yitres. And the rest we'll learn someday, because it's a little involved.
Time, Simen Reishon and Gimel, in the middle of the Hagoyes Ramon and Sifei. So we left off by the expression V'chol ha'dvorim she'osor la'asis mi'dvorim eilu osor la'im aleim yehudi la'asis. So all everything that is osor for a Jew to do, even though it's only osor mid'rabbonon, let's say, I mean Chazore is osor if it's not gor v'kotum, or if it's henichel gavikarko, so even if it's gor v'kotum, Chazor is osor, because then it's considered like Nisim Hadosho. Everything that is osor, even though it's only osor mid rabbonon, so it's not only osor for the Jew to do it. It's osor for the Jew to tell a nochri to do it. So let's say if the kiro, the stove, is not gold of the cotton, there is no black on the kiro on the stove. So then, not only the Jew himself is not allowed to put back the pot that he took off the stove, but he's not allowed even to tell a goy to put back the pot on the stove that is not gold v'kotum. Or let's say if he nichal gavikarke, so then it's also to put back the pot on the stove even if it is gold v'kotum, because then it's considered nisin chadosho. So not only the Jew is not allowed to do it, but he's not allowed to tell even a nochri to do it. So this is what Ramo says. V'l'chol ha'dvorim she'osor la'asis mi'dvorim eilu osor la'im aleinu yehudi la'asis. Lochei osor la'im aleinu yehudi l'hochei magdeiro im nistan. So it's osor to tell an eini yehudi to warm up the gdeiro if the gdeiro is already nistan l'gamre. V'imosokei osor lo'ochle yafiru tzene. Now that has to do with the aloche that is discussed in Simen Shin Yutches, that the Ramo already made reference to before. Now there is a aloche of in bishlach habishul. So, but the many Rishonim say, Rabbi Yeruchem, the Rosh, and they say it in Rashi, that there is a distinction between a dovah gush, a solid food, and a dovah lach, a liquid food. If it's a dovah gush, a solid food, and if it was pre-cooked, cold tzorche, completely, before Shabbos, then if you warm it up on Shabbos, it doesn't involve any Yisrael of Bishl, because in Bishl ha Bishl. Masha'inke, if it's a dovah lach, a liquid food, let's say like soup, so So, according to a number of Rishenim, Rashi, Rebbe Rosh, Rabbi Yeruchem, so if it is Nitzanim, and according to some Rishenim, even if it's not Nitzanim Ligamre, but if it's Nitzanim Ktas, in other words, it became lukewarm, let's say soup was cooked Erev Shabbos, and then you took it off from the stove, and it became lukewarm, it's not Yachaledes, it's not hot, even though it's not really cold, but it just lukewarm, it's not Yachaledes. So there is a Shittas of Rishenim that in such a case, if you warm it up so that it becomes hot, Yachaledes, it involves the Nisa Deraisa of Bishon. That by Dovalach, so there is Bishlach HaBishon. There is Bishlach HaBishon. So the Ramor, the Mechaba paskens that like the Rishenim, that by Dovalach there is Bishlach HaBishon, even if it's not Nistan Legamre, as long as it's Nistan in Ktsas. That means even if it became lukewarm, so to warm it up will involve an Iser of Bishon. But Ramo makes a pshat, and Ramo in Simen Shin Yud Ches, so he says it all depends. If it is Nistan Legamre, completely cold, then by Dovalach there is Bishon. But if it's Nistan in Ktsas, it's not Yacheledes, but it's still lukewarm, in other words, and many people will eat it like this, the soup, so then it doesn't involve an Iser of Bishon. So the Ramor has reference to that chitta. Lochin osa leima leim Yehudi, lehochin magdeiro in Nitzan. If vim osa keim, osa leecheil afilu tzein. Now suppose if it was Nitzan or Gamre, so not only the Jew is not allowed to warm it up because it might involve in Loche the Rice of Bishul, but he's not even allowed to tell the Goy to put the soup that became completely cold, to put it on the stove to make it hot. So, and suppose he did it, so he's not allowed to eat that soup. If he told the Goy to do it, and the Goy, so, and the Mosokei is also lochle afilu tzeinim, and the Goy put it back, so then even though he wants to eat it after it cooled off, after being warmed up, so then we could argue that it's not osa. After all, a Goy did it, so there is a loche that if a Goy does something, akum shosom loche b'shvil Yisrael, so the Yisrael is not allowed to be nenem imenu from the loche. So that would be true in the case where the Goy made it hot and then he wants to eat it while it's still hot, so then he'll be nene from the loche of the Goy. So akum shosa loche b'shvil Yisrael is also Yisrael nenes menu. But suppose the Goy did it, he made it hot, and then he waits half an hour until it cools off again, and he wants to eat it when it's cooled off already, so he will not be nene from the loche that the Goy did, because he is eating it after it cooled off again. So we could argue that it shouldn't be osea, because the osea is only akum shosam locha b'shil Yisroel osa Yisroel reizmenu. But if you eat the soup after it cooled off again, so it will not be nene from the melocha that the Goy did, still it is osea. Why? Because since according to a number of Rishenim, it involves a melocha de raise when it's nistan ligamre. So Mele the Chachomim counsel that when he tells a Goy to do a Meloche deraise, so he's not allowed to eat it, even though he will not be nene from the Meloche of the Goy, because he'll eat the soup after it cools off again, as a knas. Omnom im v'instanin kolkach, sha'adayin ruim le'echeil, but suppose it cooled off, but it still remained lukewarm, it wasn't Nistan Ligamre, so then there are more paskens that it doesn't involve any Yiser of Bishul, it doesn't involve any Yiser of Bishul, but even though it is Oser for the Jew to put it back, because it's in Nisina Chadosho, because it's already Nosni Al Gabi Karke, and it's, even though it's Oser even to tell a Goy to put back a pot that was already Nosni al Gabi Karke, so it's Osea. But in such a case,
im Chimum wa Yisom ayim Yehudim mutorin le'achel. Mutorin le'achel. In other words, since he will not have anoye, he'll eat the soup after it cools off again. So, and the Meloche Derai said, he didn't tell the Goy to do. It's only a Nisa Rabbonon that he told. A Meloche Rabbonon that he told the Goy to do. So, if he told the Goy to warm up soup that cooled off with Gamre, so then, according to Pesach of the Ramo, it involves a Meloche Derai, so he's not allowed to eat that soup even after it cools off again, because of the Knas. But if he told the Goy to put back the soup that cooled off a little bit, but not legamre, so it doesn't involve any meloche deraise, but it involves a meloche derabonon because of chazore in certain situations where it was nosne al gabikarke. So since it doesn't involve a meloche deraise, but only meloche derabonon, so when he told the goy to do it, and he wants to eat it after it cools off again, so he'll not be nene from the goy's meloche. So then there is no knas. If he told the goy to do a meloche deraise, even if he's not nene, so there is a special knas that the Jew should not eat of that soup, even after it cools off again. But if he told the goy to do a meloche derabonon, so then he's not allowed to eat it while it's hot, because then he'll be nene from the meloche of the goy, even though it's only meloche derabonon. But if he eats it after it's cooled off, so then it's not osa. The knas only applies to a case where the goy did the meloche deraise. Lochenei agim sheinom yehudim mitzim agderis natanurim shematminim vehem umishilin eisom mitzeltano bezacheret oy olov umveres ashifra hakin atano rahu valdize agderis chizrim vinyotochim aval di Yisroel osa b'chaygam. Now, this is based upon another aloha that is mentioned and another simen. Now, you're not allowed to tell a goy, let's say, to do an aloha. But there is aloha, hakol cheli meitzel atzino. Let's say it's very cold, so then you're allowed to tell a goy to make the fire in order to heat up the house. Because if it's cold in the house, so it might be conducive to sickness. One might catch a cold as a result of the house being cold. So Mimele Hakul Khili Meitzel Latino, so Amir Linochri is muta to make a miduro in order that it shouldn't be cold in the house if it's very cold. So you are allowed to tell a goy to make a miduro. That's called the miduro you make in the Beis Acheref. It's a special kind of an oven where you put in, where you heat it, so then that warms up the house. So this you are allowed to tell a goy anyway. So mimele, you are allowed to tell the goy that he, before he makes the fire, he should put a tafshil, that cooled off ligamre, that he should put the tafshil near the beis acheret, near the oven, and then the goy makes the oven. So the fact that he tells the goy to make the oven, that's muter because hakel chelim mitzvah atzino. Now, so, and the, before he makes the oven, so the goy puts the pot near the beis acheret, near the oven. Then, after he heats up the oven, so then it becomes warm in the house, and thereby the pot also becomes warmed up. So he's allowed to tell the goy to do that. However, for the Jew to put the yodayim, the pot, near the oven that the goy is going to heat up in a moment, so the Jew is not allowed to do it. Why? Because there is a halacha mid rabbonon itzoser. Now there is an iser of bishul. Now suppose Ruvein will put the pot and a stove that has no fire. Then Shimon will make the fire, so under the pot. So then Shimon will be chayv v'chatos, but Ruvein will not be chayv v'chatos, because what did Ruvein do? He just put a pot on a stove that had no fire. But with Rabbonon, Ruvein is also Iver and Isa. Even though he didn't make the fire, Shimon is the one who did the melacha of bishul by putting fire, by making the fire, by turning on, let's say, the gas range, let's say, under the pot. But Reuven, he put the pot on top of the stove before the gas was turned on. So he's not Eivir and Nisa D'Raise, but the Nisa D'Rabbonon is Eivir, because it's Gram Bishul. Because when Reuven put the pot on a stove in which the fire was not turned on as yet, so in effect he was Geirim the Bishul. So it's also D'Rabbonon. So Mimele, in this case where he intends to tell the Goy to make the fire in the oven in order to heat up the house, and that is mutar, because it's like Amir Linochri for a Chele Shein B'Sakone. So, but if he puts up, if the Jew will himself be Yodayim, put a tapshil near that oven, even though he does it before the Goy makes the fire in the oven, so he'll be even a Nisal Rabbonon of Gram Bishul. So the Jew is not allowed to do it, to put the pot near the oven in which the fire will be made any moment. But to tell the Goy to first put the pot near the oven, and then he tells the Goy to make the fire in the oven, so as telling the Goy to make the fire in the oven is muta, because that's Chele Shein B'Sakone, Hakol Chele Mitzvatino. Even though as a result of making the fire in the oven, he'll also be mivashel the pot that he just put, and there is a psikreishe. But as far as Amir Linochri is concerned, so then we don't apply the halacha of psikreishe. Val som meile loch in neyagim sheinom yehudim mitzim agdiris mechanurim shematpinim ve umishivne iso mitzotano bezachire poyolov umbaveres hashifra hakin atano ahu val dize agdiris chitrim yotochim aval di Yisroi wasa bechai gavne because of the Gram Bishul aval im agdiris adayim chamim muta lahamidon eisel tano bezachire. So the Jew is not allowed to put a pot near the oven in which the fire will be made any moment by the Goy if the pot is completely cold. So then, in case he will warm it up, biyodayim, it will involve a meloche d'raise. But if he puts, so mimele, he is not allowed to put that pot, near the oven, because of Gram Bishul, even though the fire will be made by the Goy in the oven. However, if the Gdeiro is still a little hot, is a little warm, so then it's only a shaile of Chazore. Now Chazore is also only on top of the stove. Masha'inkin, if he puts the pot near the oven into which the fire is made, so then it's not, it's like lismech it's lakiro, and chazore is muta if it's not put on the kiro mamesh, but kineged amdur. Avul magdir es adayin chamim muta lahamidon eitzel tanu v'zachire me'acha shemizboya ditanurim shalom yish v'nidin kiro usmicho b'kiro shenigrufo uktumo ki dingrufo uktumo lihin esino aleo וכבר מזבויה שנוהג ולהוקר בחזור ובשבס, אפילו ניח על גבי קרקה, בו הדין ויסמך ואיתנו שיגורו בקוטום, הויו והגדירו עדיין חם ומבושו כל צורכי, וכן אמין את פושט להתר.
סימן ראש נדל deals and the what circumstances it is muter to put a piece of meat in the stove to be broiled before Shabbos, even though it will be finished after Shkir. So, and what kind of meat, whether it's a gdi or an eis, so there are several halachos. Now, this is the subject matter of Simen Reish Nun Dalet, but one couldn't understand the Mechaber the Ramo without going over the Gemara. So I just want to go over the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Yud Ches Omud Beis as an introduction, and then tomorrow, so we'll go over the first Sin in Sinan Reish Nun Dalet. It's impossible to understand this Sinan without going over the Gemara. In Shabbos Daf Yutches Amud Beis, the fourth line from the top. Man Tomer Lohodi Tomer Rabbanon. Now, before the Gemara mentioned that according to Bishamai, there is a loche of Shvisa Skeli. In other words, you're not allowed to set a keli, a machine, in operation before Shabbos, and then it will keep on working by itself on Shabbos. Shvisa Skeli Mizosa, according to Bishamai. But we don't pass like Bishamai, so Shvisa Skeli is Muta Midraise, to set something in operation before Shabbos, even though by itself it will keep on doing something after Shkir. But with Rabbonon, certain things are also because of Gzeiresh and Yechatef. So the Gemara says, Man tonel hodi tonel Rabbonon, v'itimale isho gdeiro, associates that's pounded grain, vitomusi, that certain kind of beans, lupins. So a woman is not allowed to fill up a day or a pot with pounded grain or with lupins or beans, vitamiach lisei hatanur erev Shabbos hafasheicho, and to leave it in the tanur before Shkiye, it's not allowed. We nosno mitzui Shabbos, asurim b'dei shiyas. And suppose she did it, so she's not allowed to eat it. One's not allowed to eat it on Shabbos, and even mitzui Shabbos, one has to wait until enough time has elapsed, so that even if it hadn't been done before Shabbos, so it could be prepared mitzvah Shabbos. Kayetzibe, lo imali nachtim chovye shalmayim v'yoniach v'sechatano erev Shabbos en chasheicho, a nachtim a baker should not fill up a chovye of water and put it in the oven on the eve of Shabbos, v'mosokei, so not allowed to use it. Even mitzvah Shabbos asurim b'rdei shiyas loim b'shamayi v'loi b'sila. So that could occur, the Gemara said, only b'shamayi, that Shvisa Skeli Mizosa, so you're not allowed to put it part in the oven and it will keep on boiling after Shkiyah. But according to b'sila also, as long as it doesn't do anything after Shkiyah, so it should be muta. So the Gemara says afilu teime b'sila. So it could occur even with b'sila. Zero shemu yechate b'gechol. Here it's also with Rabbonon, if she'll be allowed to put a pot in the oven before Shabbos, so yachishish, maybe she'll forget and she'll start stirring, raking the coal. So then the behavior and the amloche of havore and kibu and so on. Yehoche mugmar v'gofris name l'gzeya. So one should not be allowed to put, let's say, something to produce a fragrance on coal before Shabbos, because less after Shkiyah, the person will forget and will start raking the coal. So the Gemara says, "Hosom v'machzaru." There we don't have to be afraid in case of mugmer and gofri sulfur, less that the person will stir the gecholim. Di machte, because if you stir the gecholim under the spices, solid bekutre, so then smoke will emanate, because it will be harmful. Un shel pishto name ligzeya. So one should not be allowed to put in an oven before Shabbos strips of flax, because lest he'll rake the coal. Hosom kivin di koshel izikel imaglele. So again, because the drought is harmful, the wind, the drought is harmful, so we don't have to be cheshish less till rate the gacholim. Tzemel yeiro, ligzeya, one should not be allowed to put wool in a dye kettle before Shabbos, lest after Shkiyah he will rate the coal under the kettle. So Omar Shmuel, b'yeiro akur, when it's off the fire, enoch name, on the fire, it's also v'neichu shemu magis bo. So even if it's off the fire, maybe it'll start stirring inside the pot, and that in itself will make the the dye become absorbed in the wool, so b'akurah v'tuchah. In other words, if it's off the fire and it's also sealed, it's doped with teeth, so memele, he cannot open it up, take off the lid, and start stirring inside, because it's doped, it's sealed. V'hashte dom amar gzeiro shem yechate b'kacholim. Now that we know that there is a gzeira, lest the person will wait the gacholim, stir the gacholim, haif derech haiseh shorel anuche arev shabbos mecha shelcha b'tanura. So if a pot has raw food in it, raw meat, so then you can leave it before shkir. Why? My time may keep it with choze liyote, in view of the fact that it's completely raw, so even if he will rake the gacholim beneath the pot, beneath the pan, it will not avail him in any way, because it will still not be ready for the Friday night meal, because that is eaten early. So mimele we don't have to be keiza. Asuch ha-meisa daitemnei. V'loshe l'chetuye g'cholim. U'boshel, but suppose it's already in his bashel, so you can leave it on the fire. Shapadome. Boshel v'loy boshel. Suppose it's a little bit cooked, but not even partially cooked. It's not even machel ben risoye, just a little bit. So then by stirring the g'cholim, he'll expedite the preparation of it, so then we are geizer, so he's not allowed to leave it on fire. V'yishodeh be'gal mechaye shapadom. And if he leaves a piece that is completely raw, even though the rest is not raw, so it's all right to leave it before shkir. Because then he's not likely to rake the gacholim, because he knows even if he'll rake the gacholim under it, so it will still not avail him. It will still not be ready for the Friday night meal. And for the Shabbos morning meal, so without stirring the gacholim, it will be red. V'hashte d'om amah, kol mideh d'koshel izike. Anything for which a drought is harmful, lo miglalei, so a person is not likely to uncover it and to expose it, because he's afraid that the drought will come in, the wind will come in, and will do harm. Hay bisre de gadye. So the flesh, the meat of a kid, that's relatively soft. Hay bisre de gadye vishori kshapadome. So in other words, if you dub it with teeth, so and it's bisre de gadye, so it's all right to leave it before shkir. The barche v'lo yishori is also, and if let's say it's a box meat and it's not dub, so it's also the gadye v'lo yishori. Suppose it's kid's meat and it's not dub, or the barche v'yishori. Suppose it's box meat and it's dubbed with teeth. Ravash yishori, raviyori midif deosa. Uravashe dishore vatnan in tzelin bosa bosa in ubeitzo elokinish yetzulim bidei. So we see that we are geizei Hashem yachate. So hoson di barchev lo yishorik. When the Mishnah says you're not allowed to let bosa boil before shkir and it continues after shkir by itself, so it has reference, according to Ravashi, it has reference only to box meat, but kids meat is muta. Ike d'amre di kadye, now we pass like the second verse. Ike d'amre di gadye ben shorik ben loy shorik shapotame. Kids meat, whether it's doped with teeth, so sealed or not sealed, so it's muta to put it in the oven before shkir. We don't have to be geizer. Di barche name di shorik shapotame, if it's box meat and it's sealed, it's dubbed with teeth, it's sealed down, so it's also all right. So we can leave it before shkia, you can put it in the oven before shkia, we're not geizeya. Maybe the person will forget and stir the gacholim. Keep lige, when is the machlekes, and we pass now the second version, between Rav Yomi and Rav Ashe, keep lige di barche v'lo yishorik. The machlekes between Rav Yomi and Rav Ashe, so Rav Ashe is matia, and Rav Yomi asers, is in respect to box meat and not sealed down. So the Ravashi Shore, the Ravion Midif Dosa, the Assam Rishain in the Gainim, Rabbi Goyen, and Rajbo, the Mordechai, who passed like Ravashi. But the Shochanoruch, the Mechaber, and Ramor, they passed like Rabbi Yomie, and like the second Losh. U Ravashi Bishore, that Barche Veloy Shore, it box meat, and it's not sealed down, so it's Mutter, according to Ravashi, to put it in the oven. Before Shkia, and you're not Chishish, maybe he will rape the Gecholim. Vatnami, Tselim, Bosa, Bosa, Ubeitzo, Elokidish, Yotzulim, Bidei. So it's mentioned in the Mishneh that one is not allowed to broil before Shkia Friday, to put it on the fire, Bosa. Why? Because we are Geizea, but how does Ravashi say it's Muter? Hosom. So that the Mishnah's reference to the case of putting boso on coals, not in the oven where it's closed, but on coal where it's open. So then it's muri, then it's osa. Masheinken in the oven, so according to Rav Oshe, not open, so to put it in the oven, so it's muta, according to Rav Oshe. Omer Rabine, hay kore chaye, shape dome. A raw gold can be placed before Shkia in the oven. And we don't have to be afraid, lest he'll stir the Gecholim under the gold. Kidin the kosher izike, keep sore the gad yedome. Since the drop is harmful for it, so it's like sore the gadye and sore the gadye. So the second version says that everybody is made it. That even if it's not dubbed, it's not sealed down, so it's muta to put it in the oven. Now, so in this Gemara there is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Rosh. The Pashtus Halashon of the Gemara at the end here is like the Rosh, but there is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Rosh. The Mechaber paskens like the Rambam, and the Ramor in Siman Reishin and Dalet paskens like the Rosh. Now, according to the Rambam, now we see that the Gemara says in the second Loshon that there is a difference between Psargdi and Psari. So Psargdi, so according to the second version, Bein Shorit, Bein Loi Shorit Shafedome. So even if it's not sealed down, so it's muter to put it in the oven. And Psar is box meat, so the Barche V'loi Shorit, only if it's dubbed, if it's sealed down. But if it's not dubbed with teeth, so then it is osa. According to Rav Yomie, and we pasten, I mean the Shechonoruch pastens, like Rav Yomie. So, according to the Rambam, the reason is why Psar Gdi is muter, even Loi Shorit, even though it's not sealed, it's not dubbed, is because Psar Gdi is relatively soft. So Mimele, it doesn't require excessive heat in order to be cooked and to be ready as food for eating. But, so, moderate heat is enough. It doesn't require excessive heat in order to make it ready for eating. So Mimele, so Psar Gdi is muta to be put in the oven, even if it's not sealed down, because he is not likely to stir the Gecholim, because if you stir the Gecholim, so then it might be too much. So there'll be too much heat, so it will start singeing. So it will not be good as food. So that's the reason as to why Psar Gdi is mutea to be put in the oven before Shkia, and we're not chishish, lest he'll rake the Gecholim under it, because Psar Gdi requires moderate heat in order to be ready for eating. So he will be reluctant to stir the Gecholim, because he'll be afraid if he stirs the Gecholim, so then it will become singed. So it doesn't require to be sealed down. Masheinkin psareis, which is relatively hard, it's not so soft, so that requires excessive heat in order to be prepared. So since it requires excessive heat, so if it's not dubbed, if it's not sealed down, he's osea to put it in the oven, lest he'll forget and he'll stir the Gecholim in order to expedite the cooking. But if it is dubbed with teeth, so that means it's completely closed. There is no opening. So then he will be reluctant to stir the gecholim to open it up, because then a wind will come in and drought will be harmful to it. That's the pshat according to the Rambam. According to the Rosh, so the reason as to why psalg d is muter, because psalg d, so a zike is koshale, a drought is harmful for it. And the reason as to why at psalg a is psalg, so memele, since zike, a drought is harmful for it, so we don't have to be cautious, we don't have to be afraid lest they'll rape the gecholim under it. But psareis is osa. Psareis is osa. And it's only muter if it is sealed down. Why? If it's doped with teeth, so then psareis is osa. Why is psareis, even psareis muter, if it's doped with teeth? So the Rosh explains it, because if it's doped with teeth, so it requires an effort. He has to open up the seal, remove the teeth. So Mimele, even if you forget, we are not cheshish, lest the Jew or a Jewess will be lazy, do it. Because, but we are cheshish, maybe in a moment of inadvertence, of absent-mindedness, so he or she might forget. But if it's doped with teeth, it cannot be done. The stirring of the gecholim cannot be done in a few seconds. He has to open up the seal, he has to remove the teeth. So Mimele, is the moment he or she starts doing it, remind himself or herself that it's Shabbos. So that's why it's muter if it's doppelty. So that's the machlekes between the Machaber and between the Rambam and the Rosh and the Pshat and the Gemore. The Machaber paskens like the Rambam, and the Ramor paskens like the Rosh. So the Chumres and Kules, according to either Shite. All right, but that we'll learn tomorrow.
Whatever happens, whatever overtakes the person, he should say, it's a favor. It conduces to good results, whether he understands it or not, but he should have that approach. Ki ahid Rabbi Akiva, there is a story of Rabbi Akiva, that the Ko'ozu B'yurcha, he was going on a journey. Motor Ali Motor, he arrived in a certain city, boy who is Caesar, he wanted to stay in a certain inn, in a hotel, and he wanted to pay. It wasn't a question of not paying, but the people refused, the owners of the inn in that city refused to admit Rabbi Akiva. Lo yahavale. Omar called David Rachman Eitala. He didn't become the scholar. Whatever there is the rebellion from God, he is conducive to do. Ozal got to the Abra. He couldn't stay in a room, so he stayed in the field outside. The Abra Ba'adei, Tandere, the Hamre, Ushrag. He had with him a rooster, a donkey, and the candle. Ose Zikir, Tavre Ushrag. A wind started to blow and extinguished the candle. Now, he took with him a rooster, because in those days he didn't have alarm clock. So the rooster was in lieu of an alarm clock. The cock crowed. That was the alarm clock. So, Osa Shimre, he kept him. And Achle was on the bullet. And the cat ate up the rooster. Osa Arye, and you had a donkey, and we survived. It wasn't easy to be a pedestrian the whole way, to walk by foot. So a lion, all of a sudden, appeared, Achle Yechama, and devoured the donkey. So you remained without anything. No temple, no home in which to stay, no rooster, no donkey, nothing. Omar didn't become the story. Called the Ovid Rahman every time. Whatever the rebellion from God is transmitted to him. Babel Ayrod, same night, when he was overtaken by so much travail, so much trouble, so much disaster, Ose Daise, Gabriel Emotha. So, a garrison, pirates, a group of pirates, and the regiment of unscrupulous men arrived in the city, and they took everyone in the city as a prisoner. Had Rabbi Akiva been admitted to the inn, he too would have been taken as a prisoner. And then goodbye to Rabbi Akiva. But he said, Omalu, we amra lechu, and then Rashi explained it. So the fact that he wasn't admitted to the inn was conducive to Rabbi Akiva's salvation. Had he been admitted, the whole future of the Knesset would have been frustrated, would have been defeated. But then there was a purpose in the rooster being, in other words, there was a purpose in the candle being extinguished, because if the candle had not been extinguished, so then the pirates would have noticed, they would see light of the candle, and they would have come and they would have captured Rabbi Akiva, Rashi explains. And had the rooster not been eaten up by the cat, then the rooster, through its cock's claw, would have given notice to the pirates that there is a man there. And had the donkey not been devoured, then the lowing of the donkey by the donkey again would have given notice to the pirates that there is someone in the field, in the suburbs of the city. Everything that happened was retarded. Something of a similar nature overtook us, the whole issue of this. Out of the blue sky, the fire originated, and it was, the fire was burning with a blaze, and was burning for about 40 or 50 minutes, maybe more, without a single flame being seen inside, only outside, only after the roof collapsed. Then we started to see a fire inside the building. Now we don't understand. Dark Yahoo, are beyond the inquisitive grasp of our limited minds. But we Jews, and especially we who are connected to Mishima's birth, that was grounded in travail, we are convinced of this concept of Kol Madrovid Rahman Ritavovid. Whatever the Rebellion does, it conducive to good, conducive to our good, and conducive to the good of all Israel, and conducive to the good of the whole world, of all mankind. How, we don't know, but this is a certainty. And we should not become discouraged and despondent. I think that I thought all night, I thought about this incident, At first, it appeared to me that this was an English mashamai. Because everything that happens in the world has a chayji, has a reason. For then, after pondering upon it a whole night, I came to the conclusion that this was, of course, it's a travail, it's trouble. You want to call it punishment, you can call it punishment. But it's in the category, in the p'chine, of what the Torah says, "Yasher yaseir ish esnoi kein avishem lekecho miyasreko." In the same way as the devoted father sometimes chastises his son to whom he loves and to whom he is so devoted. In the same way, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam sometimes bestows trouble, travail, pain upon people in order to elevate them. The Smag mentions he has a Sefer HaMitzvos, and generally he follows out the pattern of the Rambam. But there are two exceptions. In the minyan of the Reisasim, so the Smag mentions one negative commandment, one law, that the Rambam does not mention. That namely the law against being arrogant. Because there is a Gemara in Sefer, how do we know that it's an Issa Deraisa to be arrogant in any way? When somebody becomes arrogant in any way, it means that he is forgetful of the Rebbeinu Shalom. Someone who is not forgetful of the Rebbeinu Shalom cannot be arrogant. It appeared to him in a dream that he made one omission, the Reisase, and then in the essay, he also deviated from the approach of the Rambam. He counted one mitzvah asay that the Rambam does not mention, namely the pasuk, "Yodato ki asher yaseir ish esnoi kein avishem lekecho miyasreko." You should know that when travail overtakes you, trouble overtakes you, when you suffer, you should consider it like a devoted father who chastises his beloved children. Now, the Rambam does not mention it. So some say the reason as to why the Rambam doesn't mention it, because the Rambam mentions the essay of the Haftus Hashem Lekecho, the Holy Vokho, Hol Nafshicho, Hol Mindecho, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul and with all thy might," and in respect to the expression of "Hol Mindecho," with all thy might. So the Gemara in Brocha says, "Bichol Mido Mido Shil Mido Bloch." You have to be grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if the Rebbeinu Shel Olam bestows trouble and travail and Yisurim upon you. So in Mele, the Rambam does not have to mention the mitzvah of Yedato Ki Yashe Yasir Ishe's name, Kein Avishem Lekecho Miyasreko, because it's implicit, it's included in the mitzvah of Ahavta Shem Lekecho Bechol Vokho, Bechol Nafshecho, Bechol Midecho, Bechol Mido Mido Shakodish Boruch HaMedevo. But I think that the Smag has a good reason in mentioning this mitzvah of Yedato Ki Yashe Yasir Ishe's name, Kein Avishem Lekecho Miyasreko, over and above the mitzvah of Ahavtesh Shemrekecho Bechol Livovcho Uvchol Nafshecho Uvchol Midecho. The mitzvah of Uvchol Midecho only implies that the person should not chas v'sholem complain against God's God, but he should be mikabel every yisurim be'av, even though we can't understand sometimes the yisurim that overtake the person. But this mitzvah, Yodato Ki Yashem Yasim, which is made Kina Yishem Rekechum Yasreko, implies something else. Yisurim trouble is a very corrupting, demoralizing factor. But at the same time, if a person girds himself with strength and courage and dignity and vigor, So then, the same Yisurim, which normally are conducive to corruption and demoralization, can always be depressed. This is what the Torah tells us. The Yodato, whenever you are overtaken by trouble, by travail, by problems, don't allow yourself to become demoralized. Don't allow yourself to become frustrated by trouble. Every person, unfortunately, goes through episodes of trouble. There isn't, unfortunately, there isn't a single person in the world who goes through life without trouble, without problems. Young or old, everybody has trouble. But when trouble overtakes a certain person, then we are expected to use the trouble, to utilize the trouble, so that we'll be able to elevate ourselves. And that was really the message and the purpose of the Akedah that we read last Shabbos. Now the question arises, and all the same leave the question, why did the Rebbeinu Shalom have to test Avraham Avinu? The Rebbeinu Shalom didn't know that Avraham Avinu was on the level of complying with this test. Why did Avraham Avinu have to go through so much travail, so much anguish? This anguish, even though it took place only in the course of a few days, but it was a century of anguish. Qualitatively speaking, why did the Rebbeinu Shalom have to do it? The Ramban raises the question. So the Ramban says, of course the Rebbeinu Shalom knew that Avraham Avinu was capable of withstanding this test, and Yitzchak was capable of withstanding this test of showing this kind of self-negating sacrifices. But through the incident of the Akedah, Avraham was able to make the transition min hateach el hateach, from the potential to the actual. Sometimes a person has so much potential, but he himself doesn't know what his potential. He thinks he's not heroic, he does not have courage, he's not in the same madrege as the Nicola, let's say, 100 years ago. He thinks so, but in reality, he makes a big mistake. There are many young men, many Nicola, throughout the world, and now, and yesterday, it was demonstrated to me that each and every one Yeshiva is with, every student, everyone that is connected to Yeshiva is with, has the potential of elevating himself to such a high madrege. I didn't know that the students that are meeting of Yeshiva Zbrisk have such a glorious, unimaginable potential. But when I came outside and I saw a blaze burning on top of the roof, I wanted to run into the dormitory. But the students, they didn't let me. They didn't let me, and they themselves ran into the dormitory and checked every room, every shower. Then I conjured up a chosha v'cheke, even though I know that Mr. Sabo, Rovain Gizun, goes home at 3 o'clock. But when this happened, I thought maybe today he didn't go home. Maybe today he's still in the kitchen working. Who knows? You cannot rely on Rov and Chazoke in case of Gachnevet. So I wanted to run down into the basement to see whether Mr. Sabo is there. So again, Talmidim, Rebbeim, Talmidim, they, and I was rushing. They didn't let me. Instead, they themselves went down and they risked their lives. I didn't know that each and every one in Yeshiva's risk has such a high potential. They certainly didn't know. But this episode should prove to you what kind of a potential it was. And I, after bethinking myself and pondering over the whole incident that overtook us, and I couldn't fall asleep last night, so I came to the conclusion this episode, of course, everything is in Hashemayim. Koma diodit rachmonu mitavavi, but it wasn't meted out by the Hashbocha, by Providence, as a penalty, no. But, like the Nisoyin of the Akeide, was the Akeide a punishment of Avraham Avinu? On the contrary, the first, it was a Nisoyin. Now, a Nisoyin, according to the Ramban, it's a Nisoyin in the sense of an experiment. In the Hebrew language, so Nisoyin might mean a test, and it might be an experiment. A scientific experiment is called a Nisoyin Madari. So, it wasn't the tzivut by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Avraham Avinu to bring Yitzchak and the Akedah was not given to Avraham Avinu as a test, but in order to be made seen in Akeach El Apeyal, in order that Avraham Avinu should be advised of his potential, in order that Yitzchak should be advised of his potential, in order that the children and the children's children and all the descendants of Avraham Avinu Asif Kol HaDeirai should be aware of their potential to elevate them. Yesterday's incident, I came to the conclusion, of course it was in Asamali, it was in Isoyim, not in Isoyim as a test, because the Rebbeinu Shalom knows everything, but as an experiment. When a scientist makes an experiment in order to verify for himself a certain scientific proposition, the way all the chemists, the students of chemistry, they do Lavoisier's test in discovering oxygen. It's in order to verify for yourself, to know that was the meaning and the purpose of yesterday's incident, as bitter as it was, but it was in Soyen in the sense of an experiment. The Chafetz Chaim said that the Jew is not allowed to say, as is an Ishgut, Nito Azachot, an Ishgut, because Kol Madeovit Rachmon Ritavovit, everything is good. But the Jew is allowed to say, that it's bitter, because sometimes a sick person, or even a healthy person, is prescribed a certain medicine, it's a bitter medicine. But the bitter medicine is not good, it's not good, it's very good, but it's bitter. This incident was a bitter incident, but Kol Madeovit Rachmono Ritavovit. And it discovered to me, it verified to me, that each and every one in Brit, without any exception, has an unimaginable potential. And you should also become convinced of this verification by the experiment, by the divine experiment that took place yesterday. In other words, of being mitzi minakeya halapeyal. Your potential made the transition from the potential into the actual. And now you have to elevate yourself by utilizing this fact that you have such a high potential in order to be a source of pride, not only to yourself and to your families, but to all of Klal Yisrael. And in this spirit, so I decided that we are not going to deviate from the routine. The Rambam says that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is applicable under all circumstances, in times of joy and in times of travail. So, yesterday I gave the introduction to Simen Reish Nun Dalet, in which I mentioned the basic halachot, under what circumstances is it mutar to put a piece of meat on the fire and in the oven and before Shabbos, and he doesn't do anything on Shabbos, and under what circumstances it is also. So I mentioned that there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Rosh. Now the Gemara says that psalgdi, the meat of the kid, so which is relatively soft. So then you are allowed to put that in the oven to be broiled before Shabbos, before Shkia, even though it will continue to be broiled after Shkia. After Shkia. But, and even if the oven is not doped with heat, it's not filled. But, in respect to an A's box meat, so Rabbi Yomir says, and the Shonor pastors like Rabbi Yomir, you're only allowed to put it in the oven before Shkia Friday if the oven is doped with heat, if it's filled down. Now, so there is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Rosh, as to why the Gemara says so. So the Rambam has one explanation, and the Rosh has another explanation. As I mentioned, there's a mechaber paskus like the Rambam. So according to the Rambam, the reasonest way as why the flat, the basar of his deed can be put in an oven before Shkia, and we are not chishish, lest he will, in order to expedite the broiling, so we rake the coals to the holes under the meat, thereby being the Israel and Israel of Avore and Kibbutz. Why? So the Rambam says, because a Psalm D, which is relatively soft, does not require excessive heat in order to become cooked, in order to become heated, broiled. So moderate heat is enough. So Mimele, he will be reluctant to rake the Gehorim, because he'll be afraid that as a result of raking the Gehorim, of stirring the Gehorim under the basar in the oven, so there'll be too much heat and it will become the basar of the Gdi, which is relatively soft, will become thin. Come thin. But, so even if it's not doped with heat, even if the oven is not sealed down, you are still allowed to put a piece of Psal Gdi in the oven before Shkia, even though it will continue to, by itself, to be broiled after Shkia. But box meat, Psarei, which is relatively hard, that requires excessive heat in order to be adapted for eating. So Mimele, there is a Shoshe, we are afraid, lest the person will forget. And in order to expedite the completion of the broiling, so he'll raise the Kacholim after Shkia, and then he'll be there, and he's a Meloche of Avor and Kibbutz. But if it's doped with heat, so then that means there is no opening, and the wind does not come in. So then he'll be reluctant to open up the seal, because if he opens up the seal, So it will be open, the oven will be open, and the a drop will be harmful for the broiling of the box meat. So this is the Mechaber's, and this is the Rambam's chart, and the Mechaber passes like the Rambam. We just go over the first seat of the Mechaber without going over the Ramo. The Ramo will go over and tomorrow. Apple P simulation dollar. Apple P Shabosakai Mutala Shay says, Hanu Mila di Devo. I will be free Shay Salish, Otala Niche, some of the Hashecho. Shemi Mayal is Bashe. We also look to it. The Hanu Mila di Psar Shay Oye, which is relatively hard. Axe meat, wood meat, or box meat. I will Psar Gdi the A. Let's say Psar Gdi or chicken. Shay Mitochen Livonen. Muta, we are not afraid lest you rake the Gehorim, the coal, under the meat. She had to be a Gehorim, Yisharech, it comes in. Haboso, she is so rechel lechsim yoseiz dovad, only moderate heat. It doesn't require excessive heat. Vimu bitanu, bitoch, peace, biti. If it's still down, so not big, even flaming, the imbosar shei, apsar shei, or hey, muta, we are not afraid שימבו ותח התנו ולחתי, תיקוני שרוח ניסן נטבו, ונזקשה הבוסו ויעשי. תפלג ברמות.
Theogis Kadesh, Shmei Rabba, Avodrak Yusera, Mishmachu, Sey, Chaykhoz, Mechon, Chaykhoz.
We have to the Haguyas Hamo and see Ration Dalet, Sina Ration Dalet, Sea Palace. We learned yesterday the Mechaba. Now, again, the Gemara says there, according to Rabbi Amir, and there's no pastors like Rabbi Amir, that there is a distinction between Psar Di and Psar Ei. So Psar Di is Muta, even if the Tanner is not double to speak, even though it's not sealed. And Psar Ei is muter only if the tano is toch b'tit. In other words, if it's stopped with teeth, if it is sealed. So according to the Rambam, the reason is why Psar Di is muter, even though it's not doped with teeth, is because Psar Di requires moderate heat, not excessively. So in Mele, we are not afraid lest it will wait to the holy under the boso, because it will singe. But and the reason is why Psareis, if it's toch the teeth, so it's mutea, according to the Rambam, is because a drop is harmful. So the melee is he wouldn't break the gecholim, because if he does, so then a wound might come in, and then it will harden the bosom. Harden the bosom. So Mimele, that's according to the Rambam. So according to the Rambam, when do we say that Psar Eis is Mutar if it's double steep? So that's only if it's boiling. But suppose it's 3 kdor. 3 kdor is like roasting. In other words, you put it in a pot. It's not just on the fire, but you roast it in a pot. So according to the Rambam Shite, that the reason is why Psareis is muta is because Ziki is kosher. So then, if he will wait to get holy, so then he will since it's 12 teeth, so it's dope. So in order to make it holy, he has to open the seal. Now, if he opens the seal, so a wind will come in, and then it will be Mikasha de Boso. So that's only Shayer if it's boiled. But if it's Lekedo, so then it would be Osea, even if it's Dobruti. Now, the Ramor, however, he passed in like the Rosh, that the reason is why by Psar Di, so it's muter, is because Zike Kosole. And the reason is why Psar Eis, if it's dubbed with teeth, is muter, because that's a hecha. So the Meiri says as follows. Vein chiluk vayzeh, vein l'chay l'gamre, shen is basot tzah. V'chol zman, shechalal aguf sholem, af al pi shen ul ofrei, shen is chod, mikro sholem. V'yeish machmiri, v'sevri, v'bitanuch, tuar v'tit, Hakel Shore. The Machmirin modifies the other expression. Val Gabriel who Migule Hakel Osa. But as far as the Tano to Arbitrate, so then there is no Chumra in the country. They cool it. Because according to the Mechaber Psar, like the Rambam, so then when we say by Psar Eis that it's to Arbitrate, it's Mutea, only if it's 3 mamish, but if it's 3 kdor, So then, the bosa will not be miskashi. So then, it is osa. But if there are more pastors like the Rosh, so the reason is why Psareis, if it's dubbed with teeth, if it is sealed, it is muter, because then there is a hecha. So maybe it doesn't make any difference whether it's boiled or roasted, whether it's 3 mamish or 3 kdor. So v'yesh machmirin v'sevrin v'vitanoch, to our betit hakel shore, even if it's 3 kdor, even if it's roasted. The Al-Gabi-Reish, Shehu Migure, hakel osa. So, in other words, because according to the Rosh, so the reason is why by Psar Di,
So it is muter even if it's not dovruti, because psalad din, so zike kosher. So that is only shayach if it's closed in the tunnel, but if it is boiled openly, it's migule, it's not closed, so it's not shayach to say he's afraid lest the wound will come in. It's exposed, it's open anyway. So maybe we have to be chayshish, maybe he will be migale. So that's why he says valgabreish. So maybe he will lay the gacholim under the beast. Valgabreishu migule hakalosa. Uvitanu shepiv mechuse. Elo sheituar biti oz yish lechale. Ben zivei usho boto. Kedera shen izboya. Vokhe noy kisvorezu lai bishit esorosh. That it's only with that if it is open, not inside the tunnel, but open, so then everything is osa. Even psalgdi is osa. Because the only reason as to why psalgdi is muter, is because he'll be reluctant to raise the gacholim, because zike koshale. So mimele, but if it is migule, so then he's not afraid of the wind, because it's open anyway. So, but the tanu, if it's closed, shepiv mechusel, shepiv abitit, oz yishlechalik, v'indivei, so then it is muter, if it's not to abitit, and the psareis, or a psareis that is sholei, so then it is also. Kidera shen izboya voch eno it is worth it.
To Simen Reish Nun Dalet, Siv Beis. Ein Zeilin, Botzeil u Beiso u Iboso Radio de Gechol. Elo kizu she Yisle mi de Yei Mishnei Zdorov, ki machal ben Drusoye she u Chotzi Bishulei. Afilu hu Psaad Di, Zichidin she Yimiach al Gabi Gecholim, in geishish el shiyisle mehel va afal pi shi yischarech hil ka khashinon shemo yachat avol ki shi mitlo di machal brand de soye lo yachinon di mo shel khtu afilo in tsarsheya ke macha shi ro la khilo lo mi yachat el slap shilo. So this din is that one is not allowed to put in, let's say, a food, whether it's meat or onions or an egg, to be boiled if he puts it in before shkia, and it will keep on being boiled after shkia. So it's not allowed. Why? Because there is a zera that if he'll be allowed to put on the gecholi a piece of meat or botzel or beito before shkia, so then in order to expedite the broiling, he might forget and rake the coal under the piece of meat. So then he'll be aver and ise a meloche of avore and kibu. But when is it osea? Only if it wasn't nisbashel klal. But if it was partially broiled, in other words, kimachol ben resoye, so it's a machlekes whether chotzi bishulei or third bishulei, but machol ben resoye means that it's already fit, adapted for eating, but not for most people. But many people already eat it in that state. And so that's called nisbashel kimachol ben resoye, partially cooked, partially broiled, but not completely broiled. So once it is nisbashel kimachol ben resoye, then he's allowed, before Shabbat, so he's allowed to put it in the on the coal before Shabbos, after it is partially boiled, and to put it on the coal before Shabbos, even though it will be nigmar on Shabbos, because in view of the fact that it's already partially boiled, so it's not likely to rake the coal, because if we rake the coal, so then it might even become singed. Now we learned in Simen Reish Nun Gimel, so the Atul Lishemes in the Mechaber, the first lashon in the Mechaber is like the Shittes Orif and the Rambam, who passkin like the Rabbonon of Hananye, that if it is only Nizbashel Kimachal Ben Risoy, it was only partially cooked, but not Nizbashel Kol Torchei, not completely cooked, so then we're not allowed to be Sheye on the stove, lest he'll be Mechapri the Holy, he'll rake the coals under the pot. But that's only, so when does the Rif and the Rambam say that if it's not Nizbashel Kol Torchei, only Kimachal Ben Risoy, only partially cooked, you're not allowed to be shei, you're not allowed to leave it on the stove. That's in regard to bishul. In bishul that is boiled in a pot, masheinke, boiled and cold, so then even the Rif and the Rambam are made it, that since it is placing it before Shabbos and cold, to be boiled and cold, so he will be reluctant to wake the Gacholim, because that might be detrimental to him. It might singe the bosom. So here the Mechaba doesn't mention today it, because this accords with everybody.